Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm such a buffoon. Sue Russell was the lucky winner of Bigger Boulder Baking, by the way. Thanks, Sue, for calling. A lot of calls, and another call from Winfield. That's interesting. I love that. Joining me now is Chef Josh Rathbun. If you've been around campus and you've been to the Ambassador in the last several years, you've enjoyed his cuisine. He is pretty much, he's the son of Randy Rathbun, and those of you who have been here for a while know that when I got here, he was the state's attorney general. And Josh came back to town for a number of reasons, and we are so lucky he did. Chef, welcome to the program.
Howdy, guy. How you doing?
I'm going to be better next Thursday.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
This is another in dinner that you have done, but you've kind of been doing some pretty interesting things. Tell us about some of the cooking things that you've had open to the public here lately.
Yeah, so we like to mix it up now and then and do some cool featured events featuring different growers, producers, or different makers altogether. So we've done quite a few wine dinners, beer dinners. We have an upcoming bourbon dinner. And we also do participate in farmers markets. And I'm really looking forward to Open Streets ICT as well. We'll be making pasta on the patio for that one.
Good stuff. The menu changes you've made have been outstanding. And when I look at this, I just told the gal that I was talking to about Bigger Boulder Baking that they need to come up with scratch and sniff pictures of food. And when I look at your menu, I go, God, I wish there was pictures with scratch and sniff. This is Castello Banfi, the wines from Italy that you're featuring in this dinner, and you came up with a pretty creative recipes and some a multi-course dinner with wines paired. I'm excited. I'm going to be there. Beth and I will be there, and I know you've done a special thing, I think. It's $79 plus tax and gratuity for non-members, but if you're a member of, for example, the American Institute of Wine and Food or some of the other formal wine clubs, it's only $69 plus, so that's pretty cool. And you've got my favorite guitar player, Roberto Bernardadello.
Yeah, we've got Italian wine, we've got Italian food, and we have our Italian guitar player as well, so you get the whole experience.
Let's run through we don't have to go into details on the basics, but let's talk about the menu, because you start off with something that I think anybody who has either spent time in Italy or been to the restaurant, Panzania, one of the coolest things to eat, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that when you have quality ingredients, it really allows the food to be spectacular. As a chef, it's just my job not to screw stuff up. So I'm really lucky in that we work with so many local producers and farmers that we're able to provide local tomatoes, local cucumbers, and fresh-made bread that we bake at the restaurant. And so you're going to get some absolutely wonderful flavors, all sourced locally and made locally. And so it's something so simple as a panzanella can really just be really transcendent.
Paired with a vermentino. And vermentino, popular in the southern end of the south end of Italy, very Mediterranean, crisp, moderate to high-acid white wine. It'll go great with the white balsamic dressing and the local tomatoes and cucumbers. Tell us about the second course. I love beans.
I'm excited about this one. It's I'm really trying to keep it very, very much Tuscany, and so beans had to come into play, but I also wanted to show off my pasta-making skills. So we're going to fill a agnolotti, which is like a small ravioli shaped like a pillow, with a puree of cannellini beans.
Oh, man.
And so you'll get to enjoy not just those flavors of the beans, but our pasta-making skills. And once again, featuring our house-made pancetta made from local pigs, kale, cherry tomatoes. Really, really, you can't go wrong. And made with this wonderful San Angelo.
Oh, God. I can't wait. And that's with San Angelo Pinot Grigio, one of the most popular moderate-priced Pinot Grigios made by Banffy, and it's a great pairing. But I love risotto. Beth makes great risotto. A lot of people don't make it because if you do it grandma's way, it's somewhat labor-intensive. You're doing a Parmesan risotto with Italian black truffle.
Yeah, so we're pulling out of stops. The Sangiovese kind of needs something to kind of stand up to it. And so the shaved black truffle is over the top. Those early autumn truffles are going to be absolutely wonderful.
Colapini Sangiovese, bring out the earthiness of the truffles and the creaminess from the risotto. That's going to be fun. Finally, this is the piece de resistance. I would like a double order of this.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I'm a big guy. Lamb chops. Tell us about it.
Well, so my first thought was steak Florentine, but this Castillo Banffy, I think, called for something a bit more, and I wanted to take a riff off of that. And so I said, hey, we've got some great lamb here. Let's just char it up on the grill and make some salsa verde in the style of steak Florentine. And the gaminess of the lamb is going to go so, so well with this big, big bottle.
Yeah.
That is just, like you said, piece de resistance. Like, this thing hits hard, and it is going to be the star of the show for sure. And I think we're going to be a few bottles away, if I'm not mistaken. At least one, if not more.
Brunello di Montalcino with that's going to be great. Finally, pine nuts and balsamic ice cream with Rosa Regale. You know, if people haven't enjoyed that beautiful, unctuous, dark pink bubbly from Italy, they haven't lived. And to have it with that dessert, man, it's going to be fun. The dinner is right around the corner. It's next Thursday, September 19th, 6:30 to 9:30 at beautiful Siena Tuscan Steakhouse. And, of course, that's located in the Ambassador. Chef, what fun. Folks, they need to have reservations. Best to call. Can we use the link and go to the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do. You can always call the restaurant, the front desk at the hotel, whatever, or follow us on Facebook, and you can reach us through Facebook and show your interest.
And as you would expect, there's links to all of that at goodlifeguy.com.
Thank you so much, Guy.
Josh, I can't wait, man. Thanks for letting me interrupt the prep, because I know it's going to be a busy Saturday for you at the restaurant, and you needed to let your feet have a rest anyway.
No worries, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Chef Joth Rashman, really good stuff. Fun dinner. That'll be a good one. Speaking of fun dinners, now I can talk about some of the stuff I was going to talk about. I want you to mark this on your calendar. People are already raving about this. November 5th, develop your palate with a vegan wine dinner. And yes, my task is to find all vegan wines, and yes, there is a reason for that. Because if you are, no kidding, vegan, you don't want a wine that's been fined, where we remove particulate from the wine and clarify it with things that have any kind of animal product in it. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, that's how wine is fined most often. But there is ways, bentonite, seashell dust. Yes, it sounds weird, but I'm working on that. But Peter Moretti's going to, a recently converted vegetarian, is putting together a menu that he swears you will think there is meat, but lo and behold, it's all plant-based. Save the date, November 5th. You got to do that. Other things coming up that you need to know about, the Cowtown Wine Mosey, the 11th annual, is October 12th. And that seems like a long way away. Oh, no, it's not. It is right around the corner. Now, the wine of the week. I'd let you hear the bubbles push that cork out, but if you haven't had sparkling wine with food, whether it be from Champagne or whether it be from the west coast of our country, whatever, you're missing out. It's a great accompaniment to most anything. It goes with most anything. It comes in all levels of sweetness and dry and acidity, and it's worth your money. And then when you find Vigneault Cremant de Loire, the sparkling brut from Loire Valley in France, it's V-I-G-N-E-A-U. I don't know. I need my French teacher here. Vigneault. But Vigneault, how about that? But if you go to Jacob Liquor Exchange, go to Good Life Guy first, print out the sheet that says about tells you about the wine, and you'll be ready to go. The Loire Valley is north of Bordeaux and west-southwest of Paris. It's really not much of a valley in some places, and the river is not navigable. It's pretty dry in some places, but it funnels in that cool climate from the ocean, from the Atlantic. And it's a great place to grow Chenin Blanc, and, you know, we talked about some Chenin Blanc recently. And this has 50% Chenin Blanc and 50% Chardonnay. The winemaker, Alexandre Mumoso, he's got a list of awards, and this wine is one of them. This is made in the traditional method, just like if we were in Champagne or out of California at one of the big bubble houses. And what that means is the grapes are picked early at a ripeness decided by the winemaker that will give a dry, fairly high acid wine as a still wine. And then it undergoes secondary fermentation in that traditional method where it is inoculated with another yeast, a dosage, that will start that secondary fermentation in the bottle in which you're pouring it from. It's aged for a minimum of 18 months, most of it more like 24 months, and it's aged in the caves at the facility, at the winemaker's production facility. And the dosage at the end is what adds the sugar. So once it's a fizzy, ready-to-drink bubbles, the bottle cap that it's been sitting under is popped, the dosage is added, and that's where the winemaker decides whether it's going to be extra dry, a hint of sweetness, or brut, bone dry, or really bone dry, an extra brut. Or it could even have a dosage that has fairly high sugar and be a sweeter wine. This one is a brut. It is dry, but not teeth-irritating, tongue-drying dry. It is so crisp and light, and you got to serve this chilled 45 degrees Fahrenheit as an aperitif. I'd even go a little bit cooler to start with, because it will warm up. Great for desserts. I'm telling you, it'd be great with fish or white meat, chicken with cream sauce, chicken with cheese, things that are rich and mouth-coating, because the effervescence and the bubbles are going to cut right through all of that and give you a really cool product. It's just what fun. And the best part is, compared to French champagne and even some California bubbly, it's inexpensive. Yes, I should have written down the price, but it's under $20, and I'm sure of that. It's available at Jacob Liquor Exchange. That's where we get all the wines of the week, and you should stop by. And if you tell them I heard about it on The Good Life, somebody's got a phone, go to goodlifeguy.com, and you can find out what the wine of the week if you can't remember the name. Vigneault Cremant de Loire, sparkling brut. It's a beauty. I highly recommend it. So does Robert Parker, the wine advocate. Gave it a 92. Good stuff. Don't forget it. The show wouldn't be here if it wasn't for great sponsors. Had a fun event out at Johnson's Garden Center, and that still goes on. You can help the Healing Chair, a new organization here, not new to the country, but new in Wichita, provides a comfortable electric recliner for women just off of breast surgery, and great deal. Johnson's Garden Center. Tell them you heard about it here on Good Life, right here on KNSS. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. See you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.